We have with us Paul Sanderson, as I promised. Paul's with the blues group Blue Room, who's been doing a lot of work. He's going to bring us up to date about what he's been doing and what Blues Room has been doing. Yeah. And I believe, Paul, you have a local gig up coming up tonight.
I do. Shout out to Bob at the Old Ridge Authentic Barbecue. They're in Harcourt. Going to be doing a setup there for him this evening. So happy to do it. By the way, I've eaten lots of barbecue over the years, from here to Texas, and his is really, really good. It's world class.
It's
really
as good as Texas barbecue.
It's different, but it's very authentic, and he has a maple bent to mm-hmm. to what he
well,
does.
Well, of course he does.
Yeah, well, there you go. Yes, but it's really good.
And are you doing a solo there, Paul, or is it with Blues Room?
No, just me,
just a solo?
And my guitar.
And, you and that yep. Resonator Gretsch guitar.
The brand new, yes. Yeah.
I'm hoping that Paul's going to sort of look the other way for a second so I can touch it. Just touch it.
Go ahead.
Oh, it's so shiny.
It won't hurt it.
It's so shiny.
It's blinding you.
Well, if you're ready, Paul, why don't we start with a tune, and yes. then we'll move on and have a chat.
This is a song that that seems to resonate, no pun intended, with people. It's called Clarksdale, Mississippi. It's on our fourth record. We do it as a group on the record with a harp player, but I'll play it solo here today. And I make a few alterations than Brian, our lead singer, to the words. But two things you maybe would like to know about Clarksdale, Mississippi, and part of the lyrics. First of all, it references Ground Zero. Mm-hmm. Now, Ground Zero isn't the one that you're thinking of that was referred to in New York City after 9/11. Ground Zero was actually Clarksdale, Mississippi. It was one of the epicenters of the blues.
Right.
And it was also, and still exists, of course, historically, it's where the blues musicians got on the train to go to Chicago for a better life and look for factory jobs and stuff. And it's also the famous place where Robert Johnson allegedly, the legends has it, that he sold his soul to the devil. Clarksdale, Mississippi is at the crossroads of Highway 61 and 49.
Uh-huh.
That's therein lies the story. So I wrote this after what I call a blues pilgrimage rather than blues tourists. We went down as a family to going down the blues trail and do a little exploring. So this is called Clarksdale, Mississippi. Deep in Mississippi, heading down the blues trail. Deep in Mississippi, heading down the blues trail. Looking for that long lost lonesome well. We hit Ground Zero for just one night. We hit Ground Zero for just one night. The boys were shooting pool, drinking bourbon, playing the blues all night. In Clarksdale, Mississippi, we were on a roll. Clarksdale, Mississippi, we were on a roll. Paying my respects at the crossroads, but I didn't see a soul. Seem to have the blues. Life's full of hard decisions. Man, you gotta choose. In Clarksdale, Mississippi, we were on a roll. In Clarksdale, Mississippi, we were on a roll. Pay my respects at the crossroads. Pay my respects at the crossroads. Pay my respects at the crossroads. But I did not sell my soul.
Nice tune. Nice tune. I like that. That Gretsch is a good sounding machine, man.
That's sweet.
That's
sweet.
A good. Has nothing to do with the player. It's just that Gretsch, you know? You know. It's just that Gretsch. It's a great tune.
It comes tune. Naturally when you feet you touch
there
it.
There you
right?
go. Now you ended that tune with "I did not sell my soul." So, what's with that? Has somebody sold their soul for the blues?
Well, you know something? It might have already been sold, Malcolm.
Uh-oh.
Isn't that the issue? It might have already gone. We sell our soul every day, I think.
There you go. You were telling me earlier, Paul, about a poetry singing that you were doing that crossed the country?
Yes,
started out in the West. Tell us about that.
It's the first ever poetry and excursion with 20 poets that were members of the League of Canadian Poets, mm-hmm. which myself included, and two poet musicians that supplied music and poetry along the way and celebrated poetry on the VIA train and we started in Winnipeg and went all the way to Vancouver and had a stop off in Edmonton during the poetry festival. Believe it or not, Edmonton has the largest and biggest poetry festival
really
in
not.
The country, yes, and
what?
It's a week-long celebration and we performed there as well, not just on the train. We performed at the Edmonton City Hall mm-hmm. and had a great time, yeah.
What brought you to do that?
Well, there was a little notice.